So the major concern in Tanzania at the moment is that the government has really stepped up its repression of its critics with the arrest of several opposition members and the increased restrictions on the media and NGOs that it has placed. It's obviously not new and has been happening for several years over there, but it's really increased in the last few months and weeks as the elections have drawn closer and closer. This really raises questions about how free and fair the environment for the elections can be. In terms of violence, it's the Tanzanian government's obligation to prevent that from taking place, and if it does, to hold any perpetrators accountable.
Officials of the government denied the report of Human Rights Watch that violence has increased or suppression of opponents have increased in the run-up to the election. What is your response to that?
Well, it's clear that the authorities in Tanzania have taken restrictive steps. At least 17 government critics and opposition members have been arrested, and the government has just recently passed regulations that severely restrict how people can communicate online and also how the media in Tanzania can operate. They've also suspended NGOs and blocked key organizations from observing the elections. All of this is public information, and it's all part of a very troubling trend. So I think the government should focus on reversing these trends in order to make the space free and fair.
Ori, I'm talking about NGOs being limited or being prevented to monitor elections. The permanent secretary in the Ministry of Constitutional and Legal Affairs, Professor Sifuni Nchomi, said the claims are not relevant vis-à-vis the current situation. He said, and I quote, "Our country is on the right track and we are not experiencing such issues. If someone says so, it is up to them," unquote. Your response to that?
In terms of NGOs being blocked from observing the elections, this is very important to note because the groups that were excluded from this have done this work historically in Tanzania, including during the 2015 elections, and they've basically played the role that NGOs are supposed to do in any country, which is to provide alternative and independent reporting on election processes. I can't stress enough how important it is that there is an open space for not only NGOs, but the media and the opposition to ensure that free and fair elections take place. Unfortunately, that's just not the case in Tanzania, based on the several cases we have documented.
With the documented issues that you have in your report, do you see that affecting the conduct of the elections or how prospective voters react to activities leading up to the election?
When we talk about free and fair elections, in addition to election day itself, we're talking about the environment leading up to it and how the public is informed and engaged with during that period. So if journalists, for example, are afraid to report stories that paint the government or the ruling party in a negative light, or NGOs are afraid to make reports that are critical of the government because they're afraid that their organization or their newspaper will be shut down, which is something that many journalists and NGO workers have told us is a real fear for themselves in Tanzania, then that takes away from the public's right to access balanced and credible information, which would then possibly inform how they would and could vote, which raises concerns.
Oriem, officials of the government are on record to have said that those who flout the country's laws will be dealt with, irrespective of whether they are journalists or not. And that some of these issues that you have compiled, these journalists flouted the country's laws, and that is why they were punished. How do you respond to that?
I think this question has to be tackled on a case-by-case basis, of course. People are arrested for different reasons. But there's several examples of people being arrested and served with trumped up charges simply because they are government critics in Tanzania. A key example being Erica Bendera, a journalist who was arrested last year after he critiqued Tanzanian politics in his writing. It also has to be pointed out that the government of Tanzania has passed several laws that severely restrict freedom of expression at the risk of criminal prosecution in some cases, like the new online content regulations, which make it a crime to publish online content in quotes against the state and public order, or even content which calls for demonstrations. So when the authorities arrest people for doing those things, it really points to repression rather than simply enforcing the law.